All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We do it for you, and we couldn't do it without you. Thanks for so much for listening. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and we are ready to go with another big show for you today. Part of the menu on today's show is golf, food, and fun, with the first-time guest who specializes in all three of those and has been doing it for many, many years, long-time broadcaster and successful podcaster, Jeff Tracy will be here to talk about two of our favorites, golf and food. Jeff is a co-host of Grilling at the Green. That's a podcast about golf lifestyles. Grilling at the Green explores the stories, the lives, and the kitchens of those who love and live golf. Debbie is on the road in Phoenix this week. She will be working with the LPGA Founders Group, who will be honoring Julie Inkster this week in Arizona. Part of the festivities is golf, and Debbie will be teeing it up and playing in a pro-am event as part of the Golf It Forward program that recognizes the original 13 founders of the LPGA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association. So there it is, whetting your appetite for more than just golf today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, and any place. And don't forget, you can always hear us on the Sports Byline USA channel, on iHeartRadio, and on the TuneIn app. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, we are teeing it up and talking golf and food with Jeff Tracy next here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers, and we're back with another edition of The Big Show. Welcome in. It's Tee to Green, The Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Robert DeCozzi in Master Control, and we also welcome back our co-host who's almost ready to celebrate her one-year anniversary as co-hosting Tee to Green, Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, how you doing today?
Wow, Jay, that just threw me for a loop. I can't believe it's been 1 year. I get to hang out with you every Sunday. This has been amazing.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It sure does.
And speaking of having fun, we're going to talk about this later in the show, but you're on the road in Arizona right now, in Phoenix?
I am. I am so excited for the upcoming events. It's to honor Marilyn Smith, who was a founder of the LPGA, and we keep all of the founders' names alive and remind us that there were 13 courageous women who started this organization 75 years ago. And I get to be part of a pro-am and then compete in the Marilyn Smith Senior Women's Open, which is a team event.
Aha, that sounds good. I hope your game's in good shape.
Yeah, at times it's really great.
There you go. Our first guest, well, our only guest today, besides Debbie, who we'll talk to later in the hour more on the Marilyn Smith Foundation, is ready to go. There's a lot of really good podcasts out there, golf-related podcasts, and I hope you've had a chance to check out Grilling at the Green. It's a podcast about the golfing lifestyle. It's hosted by a couple of guys, Steve DiPola and Jeff Tracy, college friends, both with backgrounds in media, who have a serious addiction to golf. And we are so thrilled and happy to welcome Jeff Tracy to Tee to Green today. First-time guest. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
We are doing terrific. Where are you? You're in Oregon?
I'm in Oregon, yeah. And actually, Steve is in Las Vegas today. I'm probably recovering from an AC/DC concert last night, but I don't know about that. I haven't talked to him.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool. they're still rocking, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They kind of come out with canes and walkers anymore, I think, but they're still on stage, so it's all good.
Yeah, there you go. So before we got you for a couple of segments, so I thought here in the first segment, we'd talk a little bit about your history, your background, how you came up with the show and the idea for the show, the podcast, Grilling at the Green. And then in the second segment, we'll talk more specifically about the podcast and what you guys focus in on and how you come up with guests and topics for that. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you'd like.
Okay. I was doing some checking and a little bit of research and found that you've been at it, this broadcasting business, for a number of years, something like 30 years. How did you get started?
I actually started in college as I walked into the college radio station one morning. And I lived in the dorm my first year, like a lot of students did. And the guy who lived in the next room next to me, he had a music show. And so he took me to the radio station, and I started kind of hanging around there. And a few of the guys taught me a few things. This was back when we used a lot of reel-to-reel and cart decks and those types of things. Anyway, the morning guy quit, and the station manager asked me if I'd like to be the morning DJ, and I didn't know that that meant getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning, but I said yes, and I was the morning drive time guy for about a year and a half, and then that was in, like I said, in L.A., and then I moved back to Oregon, and I still worked in the media stuff, and I worked on a newspaper along with going to school. And then I got out of school, and I didn't do any radio for a few years, and was doing something else. And then a guy walked in one day and started talking to me, and he said, "Why don't you do a show about horses?" That's where I was from, actually, the horse world. And I said, "Sure." And so, because he told me I was full of I won't say the word on your show, but he said I was full of it, and I can certainly do radio. So I said, okay. And we started a show called Horseman's World, and that show went into syndication after a couple of years and was syndicated for like 16 years. And then I did some other shows along with that, and I kind of thought my radio career was kind of done when I did that. And then a media group, Alpha Media, which owns a number of stations around the country, came in and asked me to do a barbecue show. And I said, yeah, I'll do your barbecue show, but you got to clear my golf show. I have an idea for a golf show. And that's how it started, really. And so I put the show together and started calling people. I had worked with Steve. My partner Steve is a professional sports photographer, and I'd worked with him for a number of years shooting golf tournaments. And so I got to meet a lot of people, especially people, administrators, and from the Korn Ferry Tour and also the LPGA Tour. And so that's really, in a very small nutshell, that's how it started. And because I just always loved to play golf, and I loved everything about golf. So finding guests wasn't too hard. The show's grown quite a bit. It's still on a handful of radio stations, but it's also the podcast version. And it's on Golf News Network on that channel. And so it just kind of keeps growing. And then last year we did a TV version of it. We did seven episodes of that. It looks like we'll do another seven episodes this year. So that is a thumbnail, Jay, of how all this came to be.
Well, Jeff, you have had so many successful shows, and congratulations on continuing to expand and going into the podcasting and TV as well. What is your goal each episode to bring the audience? What makes you so successful in terms of what is your desire to bring to the audience that you know they will love?
Deb, I think it's that I think I ask the questions or versions of the questions that people, if they're listening to a radio show, a podcast, or a TV show, doesn't matter, that they would like to hear. about the guests, meaning like, if I'm, I'll give you a quick example. This last show I did was with Gary Van Sickle, who's a friend, and he works for Sports Illustrated and been around the media business for a long time. But I got him to talk about a lot of things about the Masters, not just who won and the, you know, the Rory Slam and all that kind of thing. But he started talking about the different changes at Augusta National and just the little kind of intricacies that people probably think about at some point, but they never get a chance to actually hear the questions asked and answered, like the changes they've made on the grounds and the changes they've made on the menu, because, you know, we do talk about food on the show too, and or how different things have changed, or was you know, certain of the old guard there difficult to work with, whatever. Just odd, not odd, but different types of things other than how's their swing or how much money the players want on the money list, et cetera. So I tried to, I put some thought into the questions, and you've been on the show and a couple of times, and, you know, I try not to just do the run-of-the-mill stuff.
That's right. And you are a fantastic host, so thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Again, this is Jeff Tracy, host of Grilling on the Green, and I've been a guest on a show, and you are absolutely fantastic, and I appreciated the opportunity, and you asked fabulous questions. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say I can relate to all that, because we the similarities of how he started and how his show is going, very similar to what we do here on T to Green. And I get asked all the time, Jeff, how do you keep it interesting? How do you find interesting guests? And I just say, you know, if people are really passionate about what they do, and most people in the golf business are, it's really easy, because once you get them talking, they just keep going. Do you find that to be true as well?
Oh, absolutely, Jay. It's, you know, I think guests, especially high-profile guests, and you and Deb are certainly aware of this, when you're talking to them, they kind of get inundated a lot of times if they're on these shows, or whether it's digital or print media or whatever. They get asked the same five questions pretty much all the time. And once you get them to talk about something and ask them a question that maybe, I don't want to say catches them off guard, but it makes them kind of think about something different, or maybe it's something they actually want to talk about instead of those basic five questions.
Yeah, we need to break away. We'll come back more with Jeff Tracy on Tee to Green right after this.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too. We dish it out in big helpings every week here on Tee to Green, the golf show. News, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. With Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is back with us for this segment. The show is called Grilling at the Green. It's a podcast about the golfing lifestyle. It's hosted by Steve DiPaolo and Jeff Tracy. And Grilling at the Green explores the stories, the lives, and kitchens of those who love and live the sport of golf. Jeff, we found out in the last segment that you've done shows about horses, about cooking and barbecuing. How did that translate into food and golf in the podcast?
Well, I host, as you just said, Jay and Debbie, referred to, I host a show called Barbecue Nation, and I've been cooking on television for a long time, mostly locally here in the Portland area, but also I've done some national shows and that. And when I started thinking about doing the golf show, nobody ever really touched on that. I mean, once in a while you would see something in the print magazines that would say, hey, you want to make sure you get a pimento and cheese or an egg salad sandwich at the Masters. Or if you're at Jack's tournament, you want to get a milkshake, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But food and beverage and after the round is a huge part of, you know, everybody's kind of golfing experience. They like to sit around and talk around about their round, maybe have a drink, you know, have a sandwich, whatever they're doing. And I just thought it was something that didn't get enough coverage, enough love, if you will, out there. And being a food guy and a golfer, it just kind of, if you will, melted together like a toasted cheese sandwich for me. So,
Jeff, I love that. So you mentioned the Masters twice. So imagine this, Augusta National calls tomorrow and says, Jeff, design the ultimate Masters Sunday tailgate. What do you design for the Masters tailgate?
Wow. that's, yeah, you got me stumped for a second there, Debbie. Like,
it can't be egg salad for $1.50, and it can't be pimento cheese sandwiches for $1.50.
Yeah, I think that I would do something like, you know, when you think of barbecue, a lot of people think of ribs and briskets, and that's fine, but there's a lot of other things you can do. So if you're going to do a tailgate, I would do some like chicken wings or chicken legs right there on the grill. You could do some sort of beef product, you know, make a tri-tip or something because they're easier and faster to cook than the bigger cuts like that. I would also, I make this thing, a couple of things. I make what I call a bacon feta tomato. You take a big, like a beefsteak tomato, slice it in half. You put some, just a touch of horseradish on it, and you've got some bacon and you've got some feta cheese on it, maybe some green onions chopped up on the top. You can put that on the grill, melt the cheese and the bacon till it's crispy, and serve that or a stuffed portobello mushroom. They're easy to make, and you can grill those real quick. Again, melt the cheese. I use stuff mine with, like, seafood with crab and scallops and shrimp. They'll make you sweat if you eat too much of them, but they're really good. And
you're making
me hungry. And, of course, you know, yeah, you make some side, you know, you can make some sides, of course, pre-make those at home. And no, you don't have to do egg salad or pimento and cheese. In fact, Gary was talking to me the other day about this, as I mentioned, and they used to have a fried chicken sandwich at the Masters, but they don't have it anymore. But you can take a chicken breast and kind of, you know, put some flour on it or however you wanted to prepare it and kind of grill it up that way, and you know, two pieces of plain old white bread, and you're good to go. It's actually quite tasty.
Boy, I haven't had breakfast yet. Now you're making me hungry. So you know, most people, Jeff, when it comes to eating and golf, it's a hot dog at the turn, you know, or after a few holes. What do you guys do as far as, you know, expanding it from there, I guess, is where I'm going.
Well, you know, most people, Jay, at the turn, they, you know, it's a quick turnaround, no pun intended. You got to go in and grab something like that. But I think a lot of the clubs now, you can kind of phone ahead, and if they've got the digital displays and the golf carts or whatever, you can order something and pick it up at the turn like that. So I don't think we're stuck with hot dogs anymore. I mean, you can get a club sandwich, you can get burritos, you can have BLTs, whatever you want, if it's a sandwich type day for you. And I think people just kind of, once they're presented with those options, I think we're never going to see hot dogs go away, because they're, you know, part of the American dream, so to speak. But there's so many more things out there that you can order, have ready for you. They just take a few minutes to prepare. And, you know, you probably don't need as much Pepsid afterwards.
That is so true. So, Jeff, which of your guests have been maybe impactful for you, that you've learned something or that made you laugh the most? Tell us about one or two of your guests who are just really amazing for you and for your audience.
Well, I think one of them, Deb, would be you, because every time I talk to you, you are so bubbly and like you know, your deal is golf positive, live positive. And I really think that's a good mental attitude, an emotional attitude to have. And since the first time I interviewed you, which is, I don't know, been 2 or 3 years ago, I've thought about that a lot. And I think that's a really impactful thing. And, you know, on the humor side, as far as laughing, I think Charlie Reimer is a great example of that. That, you know, Charlie's an ex-tour player. He was a golf commentator for a lot of years, still is at times like that. And he's always got great stories. And, again, stuff you don't see on the TV or hear on the radio broadcast. He's been kind of impactful on me. And then there was another guy that I did last year, and I don't know if you guys have interviewed him, named Jimmy James. And he was a retired, I think he worked for Exxon, and oil executive, if you will, oil and gas. And when he retired, he wanted to play the top 100 courses from Golf Digest in 1 year, and he did it.
We had him on the show about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, and tremendous guy, and we even did a television piece on him. And I think if you kind of just sit back and listen to where he came from and what Jimmy did and how he overcame a lot of things and some racism thrown in there in the mix and poverty, I asked him once, I said, you know, you grew up in poverty. He said, no, that's about five steps above where I grew up. And so it's a real impactful story of how somebody with determination really made it. And now he's a speaker and he still plays a lot of golf. And I think people like that are the most impactful and have great stories. And I think Jay, you and Deb would agree. It's kind of our job as hosts to bring good stories to people, not just for people to get more listeners than that, but to just bring really good stories that people would like to hear.
Yeah. Okay. We've got about 30 seconds. You've whetted our appetite, so to speak. Where can people find and listen to Grilling at the Green?
It's pretty simple. We're on, of course, Apple and, you know, Captivate and all the major pod platforms. They can go to the website, grillingatthegreen.net. We have both .net and .com, but you can listen to it there because the shows are posted there. And, it's all you have to do is really Google it, just Grilling at the Green, and it'll pop up and give you a long list of places that people can hear it.
Okay, listen in for a unique take on the golfing lifestyle, Grilling at the Green. Join Steve and Jeff as they grill up some great food and some great guests and great discussions, too. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll be listening.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Deb, have fun in Arizona.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for your kind words as well.
You bet. Jeff Tracy, Grilling at the Green, here today on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell. We'll be right back with more after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's the show by golfers for golfers. It's T.D. Green. Welcome back. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We're going to talk to Debbie about her travels. But first, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about the most important must-have for every golfer, the 2025 Greensaver. Helping Colorado golfers save money for 26 years and counting. It's good all year. The Greensaver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. You can redeem at golf courses and indoor golf facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save with two-for-ones, half-offs, other discounted green fees, plus get additional savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much, much more. And new this year, you can enhance your experience with food and drink specials at golf courses, bars, and restaurants. Stick around after the round and enjoy the extra discounts. The 2025 Greensaver, yours for just $54. Choose between book or mobile format. Start saving today. The more you play, the more you save. For more information, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again.
Jay, that's a phenomenal deal. Yeah. I know that's something you do. Like, what do you see as the major advantages of that? It sounds amazing.
Well, saving money is the biggest advantage, and who doesn't want to do that, not only any time, but especially these days with green fees taken off like they have. And, you know, there's a lot of the two-for-ones in there, so you and your buddy, your friend can go play, and if the green fee is like $60 to play, well, that's $30 a piece. And where can you play golf for 18 holes for $30 these days?
No, nowhere. And I think the other thing, it gives you ideas about where to play.
I'm one of these, you know, a lot of people play one course all the time or two courses all the time, which is fine. But I'm just one of those people, like, I kind of get bored, and I like variety. So this gives me a chance to get all over to Colorado and play. And, hopefully this year when my back gets better, I can take advantage of that like I have over the last few years. But it's a heck of a deal. Greensavergolf.com for more information. As we like to say, never pay full price to golf again. Our thanks to our buddy Carl O'Keefe, who works with the Divot Magazine and Greensaver and works with us every year to help our listeners who golf save a lot of money. You are doing the Willie Nelson thing this week, and you're on the road again.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Yes, I went from Florida to New Jersey to Chicago, and now I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and I am just so excited. It's the Marilyn Smith event. Yeah, it's the scholarship event. It's the senior open. It's the afternoon Sunday tea we'll have today. There's so much going on to honor Marilyn Smith, who is a longtime resident of Arizona and a founder of the LPGA. And she was one of those who, when she was president, which was amazing for me, she was the president when they decided to also add a teaching division to the LPGA and started teaching teachers. And that was obviously impactful for me and my career. So 75 years ago in 1950, they started the LPGA with 13 founders, and 9 years into it added the teaching division. So very thankful, very grateful to be here to honor our past and our foundation. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah, how old is Marilyn now? If that was 75 years ago, she's got to be well into her 90s.
Yeah, she was. She passed away just probably 4 years ago. I don't think at this point there any of the founders are still alive.
Oh, that's right.
Marilyn,
yeah.
Hagee was the last. It was Marilyn, then Shirley Sport passed away, and then Marilyn Hagee. So unfortunately, we don't have any more founders here, but Marilyn made such an impact, and we're going to keep her legacy going, as did the 13 founders.
Speaking of impact and legacy, they're also honoring Julie Inkster this week, who definitely has made an impact and has quite a legacy as a member of the LPGA and one of the all-time golfing greats.
I am so excited to see Julie today, watch her interview. Each year they pick, recognize, and honor an LPGA member who, in the spirit of the founders, right? So that's what we want to do. We want to keep the spirit alive of the founders, tries to leave the game even greater than they found it. And that's what Julie has done. And this year we recognize her, World Golf Hall of Famer. And she has made quite an impact. What I love, too, is she won the Solheim Cup. She got it back for us, which was great after we lost it three times in a row, I think. So it was very, very exciting.
She could be, in my book, she could be the permanent Solheim Cup captain. I think if she was, we'd win it every time.
Yeah, she was great. Stacey Lewis did a wonderful job last year, and I'm looking for it's Angela Stanford this year. And so I'm looking forward to, and not this year, in 2026 in the Netherlands.
Yeah, we had the Solheim Cup was in Colorado back about 10 or 12 years ago. And back then, my previous co-host, Jerry Butenhoff, and I went up to Denver on Media Day for the Solheim Cup, and Meg Mellon and Julie Inkster, we sat down with them at a table, and we pre-recorded this, and we just started the tape recorder rolling, and we chatted and talked and did probably about 10 or 12 minutes with them. Could have easily done about 2 hours talking to the two of them, and when we were just about ready to wrap up, we did wrap up the interview part, but we just kept going, just chatting and talking golf and laughing. They were telling stories and having a good time. And some of the Solheim Cup media people came over to get Meg and to get Julie because they had more interviews and stuff to do. And Julie said, give us a few seconds. We're having too much fun talking to Jay and Jeff right here, and Jay and Jerry right here, and we're gonna talk to them for a little while longer. But we had a blast talking to them. I don't know if she remembers that story, but she was not only a great golfer, but she's a great guest to get on the show. We've had her on since then several times as well. Julie Inkster, say hi to her from the guys at Tee to Green when you get a chance.
I will, and I'll invite her to come back on the show. It would be
awesome to
have her back on the show, so I'll talk to her about that today as well. And, you know, she has a great sense of humor. Nancy Lopez tells this story that she was paired with Julie one time, and it was in Nancy's young days, and she just crushed it. You know, she said, I hit it so much farther than most people out there. And she was hitting it past Julie all day. So this one time she's walking, she was ahead of Julie. And Nancy said, typically you give the very respectful look at the ball to make sure it's not yours who's the short one. Well, this time, Nancy didn't do that glance. So she walked right by the shortest hit golf ball. And she, you know, didn't even think about it. She knows hers is the longest one. She's going to hers. And then Julie gets to the ball, knows Nancy's playing with a Max Fly at the time. And she says, Max Fly? And Nancy went, she was so embarrassed that she never looked and that she hit it short and that, like, it was her ball. But that more so that she didn't even look at it. And then she turned around. Julie says, psych.
She wasn't used to people.
She's very fun. And she noticed that Nancy didn't give her the courtesy look at the ball. She wanted her to pay the price. And they laughed about that. And it's a great story Nancy tells about Julie. But it shows, you know, out there in a competition, she's still her personality. She's an intense competitor, and she can have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, and when she beat Annika at the Women's Open at Prairie Dunes in Kansas a few years back too, and that was when that was at a time when nobody was beating Annika in a major championship, and Julie was kind of on the downside of her career at that point. But that had to be one of the biggest wins she ever had.
Oh yeah, well, any U.S. Open for sure. And when you beat the person who's at the top of their career and number one, that makes it even more exhilarating. And we have a lot of tour players here this year. I played in this event at back to Phoenix with the Marilyn Smiths. And speaking of tour players, last year I played about nine holes with Pat Bradley in my practice round, Hall of Famer, and then was paired with Joanne Carner on the first day of the event, which was such an honor for me to play with Joanne. And talk about another person who has a great sense of humor. She said to me out there, she said, you know, I don't say great shot because I really can't see them. She's into her 80s. She's not here this year. I think it's the first time she's missing this event. But, you know, it's just so fun. And Lita Lindley, who's been on our show, Jay, is our
right.
defending champion.
Yes.
She's the defending champion
senior.
Here. And the defending senior women's open champion for the USGA. So she had quite a year last year, and she's coming back to defend her title here. Maybe we'll have her back on the show and inspire her for another year, because we had her on the show before she won the U.S.
Right.
Senior Women's Open.
Yeah.
So she may want to come back.
She's one for one with Chidi Green. So yeah,
exactly.
So how is Gebbie O'Connell's golf game?
You know, Jay, I hit the ball great sometimes. And it's just putting it together for me. I don't play consistently, and it's not to be an excuse, because I also take time and meditate, because you know I'm all about the mental game. So I go in with the confidence that I create, and I picture each shot going exactly where I want it. This morning I was visualizing my shots going down the fairway, on the green, seeing myself making putts. And truly, my brain doesn't know the difference between if I'm out there actually doing it or if I'm just imagining it. So I get my practice in that way. We played a practice round yesterday. I'm hitting my driver great. Missed greens. I hit some greens. I didn't hit them all. Made a couple up and downs, not all of them. And just getting the feel of the greens. I'm just working that part out. But I have the Pro-Am to play in tomorrow, and then we'll tee it up in a scramble format on Tuesday, and then the final day, it's a two-day event for the Senior Open. It will be a one better best ball of the two. So I have I have the Pro-Am to just tweak things up just a bit, and really, you know, the key is the feel. I think many golfers realize this. That first putt, I mean, we're visualizing it to make it. We're always trying to make that first putt, no matter how long it is, and the key is get the right pace. So when it doesn't go in, hopefully you hit it on the high side, a little past the hole. If it doesn't go in, you have an easy tap in coming back. And that can shave a lot of strokes off many people's scores.
Which course are you playing?
We're at the Westin Kierland Golf Club, which, you know what's great about this course? They have hills on each side of most of the fairways, Jay. So a couple of times yesterday, I hit it on the right side in one of those hills, and it bounced right back down to the middle. I was like, I love this.
Love it too. Yeah, I there's a few holes around here that are like that, and you know that if you miss a little right or a little bit left, you still got a good chance of landing in the fairway, ending up in the fairway.
Hey, can I just share one other thing? We raise money, the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund, and we give 25 scholarships away a year for $5,000. And here's what the pearls are all about. We call them the pearls. Pearls have a history of being wisdom that we gain through experience. They're an invitation to be part of a community because we string them together. And those pearls go and take that $5,000 and make an impact, just like Marilyn Smith would want them to.
Amen to that. Gebbie O'Connell in Phoenix getting ready to play a little golf and raise money as well. Deb, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we've got more Tee to Green right after this.
No. now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green. Not done yet. Jay and Debbie talking a little more golf here. Deb, there's a major championship being played this week. The Chevron Championship of the LPGA Tour, the tournament that used to be out in the desert in Rancho Mirage, California, is now in the woods, Carlton Woods in Woodlands, Texas, and the Chevron Championship final round today. And there's some great storylines going on into the last day of action today. A couple of Asians tied for the lead. South Korea's Hyun Yu and from Japan, Mayo Seagal, who are both 9 under par, looking for their first major championships. And how about this? A shot back, Lindy Duncan, 34 years old. She turned pro in 2014. She's never won an LPGA tournament. She's ranked 118th in the world, and she's just one shot out of the lead in a major championship down in Texas this weekend. Pretty cool.
This is, oh, Jay, this is a great story. In 2024, she played in 20 events. She only made 12 cuts. The year before that, she played in 16 events, only made 11 cuts. 22, 10 events, only 4 cuts made. She has been striving and working to be in this position, I'm sure dreaming about it her entire life, and it's so great to see her resilience. She never gave up on herself, and I am just so excited to watch her. The other big story, Lexi Thompson. She's in the hunt, too. She's only 3 shots out of the lead.
Isn't she retired?
Yeah, semi.
Carlotta Seganda, Area Jatronigan, H.J. Choi, and Lexi all at 6 under par, 3 shots off the lead. This tournament is far from over. You can watch the action later today on the Golf Channel. All right, boy, that's going to do it. Another great show today. Our thanks to Jeff Tracy, host of Grilling at the Green, the podcast. And Deb, have fun out there. I'm so jealous. Great weather, I'm sure. Great golf and a great time for you this week. Best of luck to you as well.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it.
Debbie O'Connell in Phoenix, and we'll be back next week and do this all over again. Meantime, have fun, play great, and hit them long and hit them straight.